Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Sarah Wells, and alongside me is Jane Fawcett and Christian Warren.
Except when you looked at me, you said Jane Fawcett.
Well, I was deciding on who I was going to say first.
I think she was looking at both of us with our surprise look on her face that Sarah just stole the intro.
Because I don't normally do the intro, and it needed to be done.
You gotta butt in, you know what I mean? You just got to get a word in.
You got to be a butt, Sarah.
I got to be a butt.
I feel like I talk too much on this show.
And yeah, so you did talk a lot in the interview segment about yourself.
All right, now just wait a second here, because I enjoy talking about myself.
No.
And I feel like I don't want there to be dead time, so I just speak. But if you catch me before I speak, I will be quiet.
That's true.
Like, if you just have to speak before I speak, all right?
It's just a race of the speaking.
Yeah. You know, we haven't Sarah got an email from Danny and Debbie yet, so I'm I'm assuming they haven't listened yet.
Oh, shoot.
We did get an email from my friend Sarah Hubert. And she said that our show was kind of like a life group.
That's right.
That's awesome.
And it was really cool.
Now, before we get into the show, Jane has some pretty sad news.
Oh, we're going to talk about it, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is where we share life, Jane. And Jane had a rough couple hours on Thursday night. And I'd love for you to share it with us if you don't mind, Jane. Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, we all went to staff retreat this weekend at Heme Lake. It's an annual event. And because I've lived at Hume for 5 years previous to my time here, I was the driver.
Yes.
Because I know that road in and out. And we were actually driving, listening to the Spoutcast.
That's what TJ said. Yeah.
I had the Granadas and the Files, Brian and Kim File, in my car. And Brian hadn't listened to the episode that he and Ben were on.
Right.
So we're listening, and next thing I know, well, no, first TJ rolls down his window to throw his gum out, and for whatever reason, the window wouldn't roll up. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. So then we're driving a little further, and I look at my RPMs, and it's about 3,500, and the car's not really going anywhere. So my transmission went out on the way up the hill in the really dense fog.
Like, and you probably couldn't see 10 yards in front of you.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Really bad.
So the four of them got out and pushed my car for a quarter of a mile uphill.
Yeah. TJ and Brian made it sound like the two of them pushed the car.
Yeah.
And,
no, Kim and Layla helped a lot.
All right. That's just what,
didn't,
you know.
TJ go up ahead to see how far you had to go?
There was a point when they were getting pretty exhausted that TJ ran ahead to see how much further they had. And
right.
It was like 100 yards.
Mm. So you're pretty bummed.
Oh, yeah.
Ronda the Honda.
I love that car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's going to be a pretty penny to replace a transmission.
Sure.
So I might need to cut ties with Rhonda.
Yeah, maybe. You could probably sell it for parts, though. Make a couple hundred bucks there. I'm sorry,
Hopefully
Jane.
Probably more than a couple hundred.
I just, you know, I wanted our listeners to know that you had a rough night.
I did.
And the best thing was I kept making fun of Layla all night because
she was wearing leggings and you kept.
Okay, so Layla, who's been on the show, she scared Josh a while back.
Oh, yeah, she was the clown.
Layla was like wanting to play broom hockey with us, but something happened in between trying to get Jane's car up the hill because she wore leggings to go up to drive up with you guys, right?
No, she wore sweatpants.
Okay, well, at some point she had leggings and like a sweatshirt that was a little too big for her. And so probably six times I went up to her and said, "You going to work out, Layla? Dude, are we doing a late night jog? Like, are we hitting the gym?"
She was gonna play broom hockey, but we had to go meet the tow truck driver.
Right. And so every time I said that, she just looked at me like, "These are not funny jokes." And I thought, "No, these are hilarious jokes. You're just preoccupied with something else."
Well, you thought they were funny, but we all had a rough night. So I'm glad you enjoyed
that moment to
the expense of us.
I had no idea anything happened other than I was going, "These are great jokes," and Layla's just not picking up what I am just laying down right now. So
no, we were about to pick you up and throw you off the cliff. Okay.
Well, hey, we got a good show for you guys today. We are going to take our sermon discussion segment, and instead of talking about 1 Corinthians for the next 6 hours, we're going to
This is a 6-hour set show?
Well, 1 Corinthians, if we talked about every...
Oh, yeah. He's a jokester.
Yeah. He's a comedian.
We working
today.
Out, Christian?
Dude, later tonight. Yeah, bro. aren't you the one that hates being called bro?
I just think I'm a girl, so don't did I make call me
it?
Bro.
That was my joke there.
Yeah, all right. I got it.
So instead of talking about 1 Corinthians and kind of recapping that, we are going to touch on this sermon this next Sunday, or I guess on Wednesday. We're doing a little Christmas service called He Met Me Here, and we are going to...
It's just called He Met Me.
He Met Me, we'll call it He Met Me.
He and, shook my hand.
And we're just going to kind of discuss our three stories and how He met us, and when we refer to He, we mean...
God.
The Lord Jesus Christ. And
man, you are in rare form.
That's right.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
And then we will also have an interview, sort of a sad interview. One of our friends, Amanda Harrington, who's been on the show before. She's babysat Kevin's kids before. She is going to be moving out of state.
Where to?
We do not
we
know the
state. We shall find out.
we'll figure that out. Yeah. And then we'll
She's
close out the show.
Yeah, on a jet plane.
That's right. We will close out the show with some announcements. And Sarah, I believe you added some Christmas tunes in today.
I did. Christmas music. Yeah. I really liked the Dave Barnes.
From last week.
Yeah,
it's Can you really tell good. Us about your selections this week? Is there Justin Bieber?
No, there's no Justin
okay.
Bieber.
Taylor Swift?
No, we have some Gavin DeGraw, okay. some Jason
Avalon?
Mraz.
Avalon, no, Avalon. Christmas album,
maybe we'll do Avalon next week. Maybe I'll do old school Christmas next week. So I'll throw in some Avalon, Point of Grace, Amy Grant.
Oh,
you know,
I
stuff
love
like
Amy
that.
Grant.
Yeah.
That'll be good times. Well, hey, we got a good show. So stick around and enjoy some Christmas music. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree. For me, been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hey, welcome back, and
I didn't know I thought we were recording this whole time.
All right, hey.
Hey,
all
guys.
Right, let's start over last time. Welcome back. We are, as I mentioned before, not going to be doing a sermon discussion segment, although Brad's sermon covered 1 Corinthians 1 through 16. And if you were at church on Sunday, they are now going to be giving away charts, like sermon charts, for the 1 Corinthians series. And then when we enter into our series in January called Generations, each week they're going to give out basically a chart of the entire book of the Bible.
And they're available on the app, too.
They're available on the Well app.
Wait, we're handing out a chart every week?
We're not handing out the chart. It's going to be on this
Got
app
it.
Thing.
Ooh. Oh, I wonder if they might be available at the iHub, too.
Might be available
something.
At the iHub or something, but I don't think we're going to hand them out every single week.
My
suggestion would be put it on cardstock, not flimsy paper. That's just
more expensive.
Yeah,
when
it
we're
is.
We're printing thousands of them.
True. But so that is to look forward to in the fall. But instead of kind of recapping 1 Corinthians, then we can talk on tongues for six more weeks.
I don't want to do that.
I thought it'd be a good idea to kind of talk about the sermon series that is coming up. I wouldn't call it a series, but it's kind of a 2-week special Christmas thing that we're going to be doing that I'm pretty excited about. And I think us as a staff is really excited about it. And I hope the church gets behind it as well. But Jane, I don't know if you were in on some of those early conversations about it, but do you maybe want to explain what the series is going to be for these next 2 weeks?
So I wasn't, so
okay.
I'll do my best.
Okay. I wasn't
Make
either.
Make something
so.
Up, Jane.
The series is called He Met Me, focusing on Jesus meeting us as his life coming into the world, blah, 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 how he met us here on earth.
As a baby.
Right. Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God all that us. Stuff. Yeah. So what we're doing as just to get everybody's stories in a snapshot, is asking people to take pictures of either themselves there or just of the place where Jesus met you in your life and the point that your life was changed. So for me, can I tell my story now?
Sure. Yeah.
Mine was at Hume Lake. I originally accepted Christ when I was little, on Easter morning at my parents' breakfast table. But I feel like my relationship with Christ really became my own, and not because I was raised as a Christian, at Hume Lake, mm-hmm. in, I don't remember what summer it was, but I was a high schooler going to high school camp, and just remembered being encouraged to let go of control of my life and let God be the one who rules my life. So that was the point that I decided to really give my life over to Christ, and yeah, at Hume Lake. So this weekend when we were at staff retreat, I got to take my Hume at Me Here picture.
Yeah, and I speaking of photos, if you've seen on Instagram, there's the hashtag He Met Me Here, and a bunch of people have put their He Met Me Here kind of hashtag on there, and you got to do that this past week.
You had a lot of likes on that thing.
Yeah.
Well, and I haven't been on Instagram because of WSM, so I have, somebody told me I had like 83 likes.
Because of WSM?
Because of the whole like tech thing. All of our girls gave up some form of social media this week.
Nice. And you gave up Instagram.
Yeah, for a week.
That's awesome.
Wow, Jane, that's good. Yeah. We did five minutes of silence a day, so... that's cool that you guys were challenged. I didn't even know that you did that, but
yeah, you had like a ton of likes.
That's super encouraging to hear that your group all decided to do that. This is totally beside the point.
I know. But, that's
so cool.
I can tell you about it later because it was really neat.
But for you, Jane, Hume Lake was really the moment, and this is kind of what we want for the church to get as well. It's the moment where Christ ultimately became real to you.
Totally.
And you mentioned in the beginning, you said, well, I sort of became a Christian at the dinner table, but there's a difference between, and some of you guys, if you became Christians as an early child, there's a difference between like becoming a Christian or like accepting Jesus into your heart versus the time when Jesus became real, like you understood him as another human being and you understood the implications of the death, the burial and the resurrection. And I think by you sharing that, Jane, that just kind of reiterates what the point of this series is for us to understand that, sure, Christ was being talked about for years in the Old Testament, but it wasn't until he became real, the flesh, and you get to see his birth in the beginning of four of the Gospels that's been proclaimed for thousands of years, and it's like he met us here in Bethlehem, you know?
Because I think, too, there's a Jesus is going to meet us all throughout our lives.
Sure.
But this series is like your most marked moment.
Sure.
So like for me, really understanding the gospel that Jesus gave all of himself for me and that I need to do the same for him was my moment of really letting go of control of my life and telling the Lord to do whatever.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Now, Sarah, you as well have a He Met Me Here story, and we'd love to hear it on the spot as well.
I also posted a picture. I, like Jane, grew up in a Christian home, and I accepted Christ when I was really little, went to camp my whole life. So up until this moment, it's not like I wasn't a Christian, but it's so much, like I really felt like God met me in this place, and that was the first time I'd ever felt like I actually... I don't know, it was the most real he's ever been. And I was at a conference. I was 21 or 22, I think. And it was called a Resolved. The conference is called Resolved. And it's a college conference. Anyway, so this is summer of 2008. And the conference was on heaven and hell was the theme. And this particular sermon had nothing to do with heaven or hell. So I'm convinced that this is the Lord putting the sermon in this conference for me.
Right.
And the sermon is called... Knowing God as Father, the doctrine of adoption. And the what this preacher was talking about, I guess up until this point in my life, I just kind of thought that God was angry with me, tolerating me, just waiting for me to mess up, tricking me into loving him so I can just do whatever he wanted to do or whatever he wanted me to do because he was all about himself and he didn't love me. It was a very one-sided relationship. That's how I always viewed him. But I never would say that out loud because that's heresy. But that's how I felt. So this day in the sermon, this pastor said, do you feel like God is tolerating you? Do you feel like he's just waiting to punish you? And I was listening to it thinking, well, yeah, duh. I mean, that's how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And I looked around and everyone, you know, we're all, I realize it's not right. That's not how it's supposed to be. And he just goes on. The main part that I took away from it and why it was so real for me was that he said, God justifies you. He justified you from hell, and that is enough to praise him forever. That is enough to worship God forever for justifying you from your sin. Mm-hmm. But he chose to take it one step further and adopt you as a son and daughter, not for any other reason except he delights in you and he loves you. He didn't have to. He chose to because he loves you. And that made so much sense to me. And I clicked and I realized up until that moment, I never really believed that God loved me as a specific person. I thought he just loved his children, his church. Like it was never specific and never personal until that moment. And so, that was after that, everything that was the missing piece I felt like in my relationship with God. I understood him a lot better, I feel like.
It's interesting, like if you were to ask most people about their conference experiences across the world, people probably can't remember more than, you know, a couple words that somebody spoke, but mm-hmm. because this was such a real moment for you and this was the moment where he met you, you remember it like you just heard the sermon yesterday.
I could repeat so much of the sermon to you. I've listened to it many times since then too.
Okay.
Yeah. But, and at the passage that he used, I memorize, but I've given the sermon to other people who I know struggle with the same thing. It was
right.
just really, it was really moving. And a lot of people needed to hear it too, especially, a lot of my friends, we all struggled with the same thing and we didn't know it until we turned and we all were like, all had tears in our eyes. Mm. Like, oh my gosh, this is something we all struggle with and we had no idea. So
that, I think what I like about hearing your story is that, I mean, this is years later. You're 22 at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You grew up in church, going to church. And so I would hope that people, as we enter into Sunday, we wouldn't think through the process of like, well, this is about when I first became a Christian. And if you even look at some of the photos, you can click the hashtag on Instagram. Or you could just go to Instagram.com. I don't think you have to have an Instagram to see all the hashtags, but you see different people who like, I mean, Andrew was already a Christian, producer Andrew,
oh.
and he said he met him here in Thailand, you know, mm-hmm. and this
I
is
saw that.
Years later from him becoming a Christ follower. And it's just, I really think it is that moment of him becoming real. And I think Jane and I have a very similar, I think we both just love camping ministry.
Yeah.
And there's just something about camping ministry to me where everything clicked. And I just remember growing up and we went to church, but it wasn't I think my parents just wanted my brother and I to have good morals. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about Jesus though. We didn't talk about God in the home. It wasn't a thing that really ever happened. And then we started going to a new church. Our family moved. And so they started going to this camp called Camp Hammer. And I've talked about it on the show before, but I went for 3 summers there as just a camper. And the first 2 summers, if you're familiar with camping ministry at all, and Hume Lake did it every year as well, like through San Diego. And I'm assuming they do it all the time, but they kind of do what's called a decision night. I don't know what they call it at Hume.
They call it a decision night.
A decision night. And so there's a night where everybody, the speaker presents this opportunity for you as the person sitting in the chairs to essentially make a decision to follow Christ. And I didn't really ever make a decision to follow Christ, and I couldn't solidify a time or a place where I said, I want Jesus to come into my life. I remember just kind of, I want to do this. I want to be a part of this. But my last summer there was a speaker named Jeremy Klinecki, and we were sitting together in this, it's called the DK Hall, and we were just sitting in there and chatting, and he started talking to me about a relationship with Jesus Christ versus it's this figure in the sky that you kind of just, oh, you just pray to, and it's this big God, and Jesus is his son and died for you. But I had never heard about a relationship, and I had never heard about this God that came down so that you could have a relationship with. Not, I think I viewed God as Zeus almost, if that makes any sense. And I never thought of him as someone who I could have a relationship with. And as he told me that, and he started sharing these stories about just who Jesus was, this man Jesus, and how he desperately wants a relationship with all of us, you know, throughout all of the New Testament, and God just going, look, it's so hard being a distant God. I need to have a relationship with my people. And that's why he sent his son, to ultimately then conquer sin and death. And I just remember in that moment, that's where he met me as the man in the flesh, not just the Zeus God in the sky. Mm-hmm. And I just remember being in entering high school going, wow. And at that point, Camp Hammer, and I'm assuming the same for Jane at Hume, it just became this moment where all I ever wanted was for kids to come and have a relationship with Christ, mm-hmm. and meet Christ. And so it was like, I worked there for 5 summers because all I could think about was, I know I was a 7th grader and I didn't get it. And that's all I want for my campers, is to get this small fact of, he's real and he wants a relationship with you. And I think that that was the moment for me where it's like, oh, that's where he met me. Mm-hmm. And when they sent out this, email to us as a staff, like, hey, post your photos, I still don't remember a time or a place where I was like, oh, this is when I became a Christian. Mm-hmm. But that was the moment where he became real.
Yeah.
And
I think that's how me and Jane's were. Like, I don't know if I have a moment either. Oh, I guess you do at the kitchen table, but like, that's when he became, that's when it clicked.
Sure.
Yeah.
And our hope in sharing you guys these stories is that you would be prepared entering into our Christmas service, just to listen to stories and be open about sharing yours, maybe with your neighbors, or you're going to have home church the next week. Our hope is that you would share that with somebody else. We also, if you are a fan of the show and you'd want us to share your story, because it may not be shared on a Sunday, we thought, hey, maybe email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. And we would love to share your He Met Me Here story, because we think it's important. And in the spirit of what we're doing here at The Well, we want to share as many stories as possible. And the following week is going to be home church, which is the 23rd. And on the 23rd, I think the goal is to be with your families, doing church within the home, but reading not only how Jesus met us, but also our stories of how Jesus met us. And then the next week, I believe, is the 30th. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose of that service is just to worship this God who sent his son, who met us here on earth. And so it's going to be a worship service with stories being shared of how he met us. And I'm just really excited to hear different people's stories of Christ meeting them wherever, whether it's at a conference, at a camp, or in Thailand, or whatever that may be. You just see all these photos on Instagram, and I'm like, I'd like to hear that story, you know? And mm-hmm. We'd love to share your story on the podcast if you're listening and you're wanting to be vulnerable. But if we get no responses, then we will not read any stories.
We will make some up.
Yeah, we'll just make them up. This is Fred. And so, yeah, I'm excited for this series. And it starts on Wednesday, correct?
Yes. And actually, stories will be shared this week at the Christmas service.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And not at the worship service.
I think the worship service is just going through pictures that people have posted either on our Facebook, Twitter, or on Instagram.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can post your picture with the same hashtag on Twitter also.
Yeah.
And if you post onto the Wells Facebook, that will also get counted in there.
And the 2-week series is called He Met Me, but hashtag He Met Me Here.
Exactly.
With the picture.
And then also the Well CC, right?
T Well CC.
Yeah, sorry, T Well CC. Yeah. I blew that one. So yeah, that's exciting. That and right? I'd love to hear whatever it is, it'll get picked up somehow.
Somehow.
He Met Me Here.
We'll
He Met Me Here is perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, stick with that.
And I encourage you, if you do have an Instagram, there's probably 100 photos at this point of people sharing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And if your Instagram is private, mm-hmm. then post it on the Facebook, because if you hashtag it, we won't be able to see it since your Instagram is private.
And right. We will be using these pictures with the caption as like part of the worship service, so it'll kind of be on like
the 30th.
On like a rolling screen type of thing. So if you want your picture to be used, then make sure it's not private, and just so we can be able to see it anyways, because we wouldn't be able to
really
see.
Cool. Sure.
Yeah, all it's so cool, because I've looked through these pictures and it's so like amazing how the Lord meets people in just totally different places. Like some people post a picture of their car, some people post a picture of their grandma's house or camp, mm-hmm. And it's just amazing how unique everyone's different stories are.
I will say that this thing that we're doing with the photos is such a testament to camping ministry in general.
Absolutely.
I wish that people could see how many photos there are from camps. And I had a conversation at Hume Lake this past week with some people at one of our tables. And it's just like camping ministry is one day it's just not going to be around. Mm-hmm. And it's just really expensive and it's tough. And people pay for sports and all these other things. And even Hume Lake, like, is an amazing camp, but there's just going to be a day where there's no Hume Lake and there's no camping ministry, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know when that is, but it was just one of those things going, like, seeing these photos and hearing that, I go, man, God has met so many people through camping ministry. And I just would hope that parents and all of the above would just go, look how important this is. Mm-hmm. You know, look what can happen at these places. And it was just a testament to how amazing Hume and Camp Hammer, and there was Heartland on there, and there was somebody from Mount Hermon on there, and there was other camps as well. Like Stacy King, who's our HR person, posted about how he met her at Hume Lake when she was like a kid. That's, you know, cool. And it's just like, wow. And now she's working at the Well, and it's just great stories. And I just love to hear those things. So hopefully we can share your story next week, thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. And I'm excited for this series. So
yeah,
me too.
Stay tuned for an interview with Amanda Harrington, and we will find out what is next for her in her life.
Silver bells, silver bells, soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalk, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
All right, we are back, and we are here with, I call you Amanda, but apparently you're Manda to people.
I am. My close friends call me Manda. My uncle
so
Bill
that's clearly
calls
I'm not
me
a close
Mandy.
Friend.
Well, now you are.
Okay.
Welcome.
Your dad calls you Vern.
Yeah.
Which is just funny.
So Amanda Harrington or Mandy Harrington or
just Manda.
Sarah's
phone. We're not
phone.
That close, Christian.
Oh,
we're not Mandy yet.
Well, but in Sarah's phone, when she forwarded me your number one day, it's Mandy Harrington.
No, and Manda.
Is it like a kiss?
Oh,
kiss?
It's Manda.
It's Manda Harrington.
But then there's three ballerina dancers.
No, it's the two girl dancers. You know which
those
one
of
it is.
You who know their emojis would know
yes.
the dancing
the
girls.
The two dancing yes. girls. Yeah, and it came with a picture, I'm sure, of us, a collage of our faces.
It was, yes, it yeah. did. So mm-hmm. thank you for sending me that, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Manda has been on the show once before a long time ago. We kind of talked to you about you getting connected here at the Well and how's things going thus far?
It's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, and you were flying people around cross country.
And she was also babysitting Kevin Tinkin's kids, which yes. is why, like, what the connection was.
Yes, yes.
Just a random person.
A random person from the Well. Tell us how you got connected and where are you flying next?
No, but you, I guess you've been in Fresno for what, 3 years now? Or
it's been 2 years.
2 years.
A little over 2 years.
And your roommate is Karen Bloomer.
Yes.
And she's helping out in WSM. That's how I know. And you just recently got back from a vacation?
We did.
How was that?
It was wonderful. We got our holiday tans on in Mexico.
Oh, wow. Holiday tan.
Oh, man. I was looking at those Instagrams, and I was so jealous.
Yep. So was it hot out there?
It was. It was in the 80s.
Wow.
It was nice.
Some it's beach in the 80s somewhere. Sometimes
in Fresno. It really is. Yeah. I mean,
so
it's not bad
here. Word on the street is, and I was not informed of this until today, but word on the street is you now hate Fresno.
Oh, that's not the word on the street.
Okay, well, what is the word on the street then, Manda?
Cedar and Maple. We're talking about how much you hate Fresno.
Those streets.
Mm-hmm. I know.
No, yeah, what's the word? I don't hate Fresno. I love Fresno. Okay. Fresno's been great. These last 2 years have been awesome. I've loved living here, but I am moving.
You are moving. Now, yes. Where are you going to be headed off to?
I'm transferring to Denver in January.
Denver. Why did you say South Dakota?
Because eventually, where is it? Missouri. Dang it.
I'm okay. Not going to South Dakota.
You're going to
the North Pole.
Where does Lindsay live?
Kansas City.
All right. So I had this whole thought process. Wow. Oh, this is great. Wow. You're going to South
Kansas
Dakota.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. Not anywhere near South Dakota. So I was like, oh, you're going to South Dakota. That's great because my parents both went to college in South Dakota.
No way.
They went to South Dakota State and they were jackrabbits. And I was like excited.
I have jackrabbit shorts.
You do.
I grew up in South Dakota.
Okay.
Okay.
So I was all ready.
Painful circle for Sarah.
So I was all ready to talk to you about jackrabbits and I found these awesome things to give to my parents for Christmas about like reliving their college days with some South Dakota State stuff.
So what are we going to talk about on our show?
And then you're like, well, I'm going to Colorado.
We can talk about South Dakota.
No, that's cool.
I mean, I went there like a month ago.
Let's just say this. It seems like good timing for you to move to Colorado, wouldn't you say?
Because he wants you to get high. That's the reference he's making.
I didn't even get that. I'm not picking up on this.
It is good timing. I mean, that's really the reason why.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Why not?
Because marijuana was legalized in Colorado.
Yeah.
That's it.
Gay marriage. So, just saying.
Well, I don't smoke pot and I am straight.
Okay.
So.
Now, you were working in an airline, correct? What's the airline called?
SkyWest.
SkyWest. And you are, this is just a job transfer or this is an entire new position? What
job transfer. So I'm still working for SkyWest out of Denver now.
What's the reason for the switch?
My family lives in Denver. So okay. I'm going there. I'm going to live there for only a few months though, because my sister's having a baby.
Then you're moving to South Dakota.
Or Missouri or Kansas.
You know,
or
just somewhere. It doesn't even matter.
Sure. So you're moving from Denver to then?
Kansas City. I'm sorry, everybody out there. This is really confusing.
No. We're just picking it up. She's just a world traveler.
Yeah.
Now, when is this transition taking place?
First week in January.
So have you thought about church out there? Did your parents go to church out there?
My parents do, and I went to that church, the Orchard Church in Denver.
Okay.
So I'll be plugged in there for a while before moving out to Kansas City, where I will go to Redeemer Church in Kansas City.
Wow, you got it all played out, huh?
I do.
Now, how do you know about these churches? Is this just, you've just checked them out or?
I lived in Denver before I moved here, so okay. I went to this church before. So I'll jump right back in, start teaching Sunday school and pick up where I left off.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a list of 10 places that you could have gone.
11.
11 places. And
12.
And Fresno was the place you ended up. Was Kansas City on that list of 12?
Kansas City was not, actually.
Okay.
Denver was.
Okay.
And that was at the top of my list.
Was Chicago.
No.
Chicago was below Fresno.
Oh,
Chicago
that's right.
is number
the
12.
The only one below Fresno.
Was Chicago.
Right.
So now, come January, you'll move there. You'll plug in with a new church for like 2 months, and then you'll move back to Kansas City with, you know, nobody there. You know, a friend out
there. I know everybody. I know,
that's right.
I know a lot of people in Kansas City. I have a whole bunch of friends that I know from school down in Texas, and they're all living out there. So I'm really just... I travel there all the time. I visit. So it just, they've all been trying to get me out there and I'm finally doing it.
Now, what's going to happen with Karen? You guys aren't going to be friends anymore, I'm
assuming. Well, see, the thing about Karen, she is on my travel flight benefits. So Karen can come fly out to Denver or Kansas City, or we can meet in Mexico every weekend.
Every person has one person that they can put on their travel flight benefit list.
I got two because I'm not married, so I don't have a spouse.
Ah.
So my sister and Karen.
Can fly anywhere for free through SkyWest.
They can.
What's up with Allegiant Air? Have you heard of them?
Yes.
Give us the 411.
What would you like me to tell you?
Well, I mean, you
what's the latest gossip about Allegiant Air?
Those flight attendants.
You'd be considered a flight attendant?
Yes.
Not a stewardess.
Right. Okay. That's politically incorrect.
Okay.
Because there are not stewards
in the airplane.
Right.
But okay, so are the flight attendants the same on Allegiant Air?
What are you getting at?
Yeah. Allegiant Air seems like their flights are very cheap, and I'm like, is this gonna like I bought
like
a flight?
Spirit Airlines.
It's
Have you
because
ever been on
they
Spirit?
Only fly like the ones that fly to like Vegas and Hawaii.
Yes.
It's because they only fly on certain days. They have
one
plane that goes and one plane that comes back every week.
So what do you take when you go to Texas?
My last was I flew SkyWest from Fresno to San Francisco, and Tyler Huff was my pilot.
Oh, so cool.
So random. And the lady that flew me from Dallas to LA was the same lady that flew me from Dallas to LA last time.
Your own personal flight attendant.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
She was. She slipped me a free snack.
Ooh. Are you guys an airplane that's like a peanut-free zone?
We do have peanut-free. United is peanut-free.
Oh, but not... Oh, because you're owned by them, correct?
We were partnered with them. So we fly like United Express and Delta Connections.
One of the questions, I'm just jumping all around here, but one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, you've been at the Well now for 2 years. You got connected randomly through random occasion occurrence. You somehow connected with Sarah.
She walked up to the iHub at Clovis campus and said, hi, I need friends.
That's and then
exactly
she joined our life group the next week. The first, the life group party when we did Just Dance
we
at
just
Lexi's
Dance.
House.
Yes, at Lexi's.
Yes.
And I ended up moving into Lexi's house.
When I moved out. She took my room.
Okay.
It's all just been such a beautiful.
So give
event.
Us some,
Circle
give us
love.
Top two things that you're going to miss about Fresno and or the Well.
Top two things.
And not people, but things.
Like, well, I was just
memories.
Gonna, I was oh memories. Oh, I was going to. Oh.
Memories are different than top things she's going to miss.
Top two
what are you gonna
memories.
Miss? What are you going to miss?
Well, the first thing that came to mind is just the community, the Well community here, because that was if I hadn't have found the Well. I wouldn't be in Fresno still. Like I'm.
You're making me cry.
I know. Like I could get emotional, but really, because that day finding the Well was just like, yes, okay, this is a community that I can get plugged into, and the way that I walked up, I visited other churches too. And,
don't say that on this podcast.
But I did, and I went to other churches for a couple months before I found the Well, and I just didn't have the response that I had at the Well. So when I walked up to that iHub and...
Well, those other churches don't have what we call the game changer, Sarah Wells. So
That's true. Uh-huh. She's a game changer.
Okay, so that you're going to miss that.
I will. The Well community.
And what else?
And I'll also miss...
River Park, yeah, I know.
The shopping center's here.
I'm trying to think of like if there's like a restaurant that Fresno has. That
The Grind.
Oh, The Grind. I do love The Grind. Mm-hmm. I think just the small town feel of Fresno. Mm-hmm. It's because there's a lot of people in this here city, but it feels
still
like,
feels small.
It does. It feels like the country. There's
totally.
Cows and things.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Well will miss you.
We will miss you.
Yeah, we will miss you, Amanda. And
we're
I think you're
miss you so much. I'm not going to be able to see an ambulance on the other side of the street and make sure you're okay.
This is just such a great community that we live in, Jane. Texted me the other day because we're neighbors.
We are. We're on the other side of the street.
And she thought I had a heart attack.
Yep.
Oh, because there was an ambulance. Yes.
Well, I heard a fire truck, and then I really heard a fire truck. And so I looked out my window, and I saw lights on the other side of the street. So
it wasn't Christmas yet.
Yeah. No.
And it wasn't you either.
And it wasn't me.
It was the neighbor. She was having trouble breathing.
Ah, Karen.
It's obviously Karen.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just wanted you to know, and we wanted to bring you on the show because we are very grateful and thankful for the times that you did spend babysitting Kevin's kids. And I don't know, I feel like you're our first guest that's sort of leaving us, right?
Yeah. It's the truth.
Can I share an Amanda memory?
No.
Okay. Because one time we were walking through River Park and we stumbled upon a large group of people doing Zumba.
Yes.
And it was like probably
in the middle of
River Park Shopping Center. And there was probably 100 women doing Zumba.
Women.
Yes, you just said there's 100 women.
The women. The women were doing the Zumba. And we joined in for a couple songs. And Fresno, it was really funny.
I knew you would miss River Park. See, it all comes back to River Park.
She'll miss the random spontaneous Zumba
class. And of course, you have to join in.
So you're going to go home for essentially Christmas, come back here, get all your stuff, and you're gonzo.
Gonzo.
Man. Are you going to be a huge Broncos fan or what?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah? Raging Broncos fan, probably.
For only a couple months, though. And then
The Chiefs.
There we go.
I was going to say the Rangers.
Okay. I wish we had a video camera in here. Because it was like the Kansas City.
We all just looked at each other.
I do have a story about Kansas City. Okay, I have to tell the story. There's another sports team in Kansas City.
The Royals?
Yes, there's another one.
Okay.
See if you know.
The Wildcats.
Yeah.
They are called the Wizards.
Oh.
It's their soccer team.
Oh.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I play MLS on my phone. So.
Yes, I don't know what that is.
Major League Soccer.
We're sportsos here, apparently.
So, the Wizards. My best friend lives in Kansas City, and she met one of these.
She met a wizard?
Wizards.
Like Gandalf?
But I did not know that the sports team was called the Wizards. So, she tells me that she was going on a date with a wizard.
Ooh.
And so I'm just trying to be a supportive friend, and I'm like, okay, okay. And she's like telling me how exciting this is, how he's this wonderful man, and blah blah blah. I was like, okay, so I mean, like, are we into that now? Like, that's
is that like a thing?
He's a wizard.
And you clearly got it at that point.
I picked it up when she laughed at me.
Good thing we had this conversation about the Chiefs, because you could have a friend out there go, I'm going to out on a date with a Chief, and you'd be like, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing we had this conversation in here. Well, hey Amanda, I know I said it before, but we will miss you, and I just appreciate you coming on the show one last time, and hopefully if your churches both stink, you can still listen to the Spoutcast every once in a while,
because there's only a few options of churches in this here America.
We call this a life group. So if you're ever needing some community, just tune into the Spoutcast, and we'll be your community. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
Any last words, guys?
This is it,
huh? No? All right.
I love you, myriads and
bushels
and bits.
Yeah. I love you, a bushel and a peck.
A bushel and a peck there and a hug around the neck.
Up next, we will have some more Christmas music. And
a bushel and a peck and a hug around the neck.
And we'll close out the show. Thanks.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
Welcome back, and we're going to close out the show here. Just as a reminder, please email us your He Met Me Here stories.
I thought you were going to say, please turn off your phones or turn them on silent, just a reminder. That's what I imagine you saying just now.
No.
I'm sleepy.
Please send in your stories to thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow us on Instagram, and you can, if you have an Instagram, you can type in He Met Me Here. Mm-hmm. Jane,
yeah.
Mentioned this early in the show. Sorry, I said Jane and then I burped and then you thought I was talking to you. But Jane mentioned this earlier in the show that, we have an app. We have a Well Church app through the Android and iPhone marketplaces.
Sarah mentioned it.
Oh, it was Sarah there. that mentioned it. Gotcha.
That's okay.
But you can find the Spoutcast on there. You can also find the He Met Me Here photos on there.
Yep.
And you can...
And the charts.
You can find the charts for the sermon series. It's really a much better app than it was, let's say, 9 months ago. Yep. So I would love to get Casey Jackson on here soon to kind of chat with us about all the new features of the app.
He is maybe, a brilliant man.
Maybe Dave Johnson will write his He Met Me Here story since so we can get him involved in the show since he's behind
the maybe Dave Johnson behind the will window. Write in, or maybe he hasn't met him yet.
Oh.
Just kidding.
We will find out next week.
Yes.
Hey, and just so everybody is aware, emails were sent out this week. You might have heard your campus pastor announce it, but each campus is going to have a connecting event this Sunday following your Christmas service. So check the e-bulletin on thewellcommunity.org to see what you can bring, because we are asking everyone to bring some sort of food to share. They're all different. So check that e-bulletin to see what you can bring, and that'll be a time for you to stay after. Meet people, hang out with people, and give you an opportunity to share your story about where he met you.
So yeah, and do that and check us out on Facebook, and also follow The Well on Facebook. I think that's
Instagram and Twitter.
And Twitter.
We have just so many social
butterflies. This is the Spout.
We're out.